And by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. That's good stuff. That is thick with it. He said, if it's rubbish, you're stupid, but it's not rubbish. And because it's not rubbish, everything resolves, and life is the result, and death doesn't exist. So when you see that silly little yin-yang thing, and it's curvy black, and it's curvy white, and there's a dot of white in the black, and there's a dot of black in the white, and they tell you balance, even, oh, right? And they're like, there's balance in the universe. Rubbish, okay? There is a future where there is no death. There is no dot. There is no more. Every tear wiped from your eyes, this is the Easter promise. Is that good news? That is very good news. That is the stuff. That's why it's worth telling someone. Because Jesus was dead and then he wasn't dead. And everyone was like, oh no, he's dead. So maybe in your life, you're in the oh no. But Jesus rose from the dead. And that is the God who we call on. That's what we're doing here. That's the message of Easter. It is a good message. He is risen. He is risen. People used to walk up to each other, code. Christians are getting killed everywhere. No followers of Jesus allowed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Gotcha. Right? You guys aren't getting killed yet. The Bible says that there's a time when people who profess faith in Jesus Christ will. In Sri Lanka, before we woke up, people were killed. But it wasn't just churches. It was some sort of blow against the empire, the imperial. It was hotels and it was churches and it was trying to start a fight and nobody fell for it. Will you see in the news on Sunday next week the Sri Lankan Christians who got together again the next day and worshiped? I would like to see the news cover that. But I don't think that you will, because our world is steeped in a lack of belief in Jesus Christ. The message of Christ is not proclaimed on television. It's not, I mean, you get a special, you get an Easter special, and then, you know, hopefully done well. But you are why the message of Christianity survives to the next generation. It's on your backs. It's on my backs. So when we were together in Sterling at the bandstand, and Niven and Margaret and others were giving out Gideon Bibles to people who were passing by, who were, what is that? What is that? People talking about Jesus, no thank you, but going away with Bibles, and people stopping and going, but someone saying, well, do you have any question about it? The periphery of the crowd was conversation. And the front rows were the Christians going, I believe, and I'll sing the songs with you. But everybody else was watching and saying, what are you doing? And that you can pull it off on good weather days that are valid Christian festivals. But other than that, don't you stand out there and talk about it, right? Or you'll be one of them with the A-frame sign, the end is nigh, right? Be brave. If you believe this is true, be encouraged. And you're not a weirdo. It's actually the stuff. It's actually the stuff. This is good news. If you read, and I didn't, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 35 to 58, you would get what Paul says about resurrection, that it's a seed that drops and dies and grows. But no seed looks like the plant that grows. You take wheat, it doesn't look like wheat when it goes in. It looks like wheat when it grows out. You take a sunflower, it doesn't look like a sunflower when it goes in, but it comes out. You Christians, you were born in these meat bodies. But you are destined to live eternally in a body that's identifiable as you for the rest of time. I'm counting on more hair on the eternal body. But that's my vanity that has to make that joke. I'm okay with who I am, and God likes me. Do you know that God likes you? I know Jesus loves you, right? It's a bumper sticker, we agree. He likes you. He didn't have one in the whole world, and he wanted one. He said, Elijah would be great to come out of this world. I can't wait to meet him. And then there is the newest member of this place worshiping God. How about that? It's good news.